Sounds like you do a lot of traveling.
We came into O'Hare, of course. We left Providence at 3 o'clock yesterday, and we were home at 7:30, and we came in on Kennedy Expressway and out on Dan Ryan.
Have you gone on other trips with your son, too, to other parts of the country?
Oh, yeah. We've gone by ourselves a lot, too, you know.
Oh, we've flown to Florida, and we've flown to California quite a few times. We've flown to Honolulu. I don't know where else.
Las Vegas, California, we usually go twice a year because he has an aunt who lives in Napa now. We usually go twice a year in that place.
But, with him working there, we're entitled to reduced fare passes a certain amount each year, and we try to burn them up.
Why not?
We're going to have to burn a lot of them yet because we've got a completely free pass. Usually we pay. Well, last time we went to Hawaii, we had to pay $25 a piece. Now this time it's just completely free. And we're going to have to use that up, and then we still have one that I think it's $10 to California. We have to use that, so we're going to have to get busy and get going.
Take off during by the first bad winters.
Well, it's good to the first of the year, and then, of course, then
two passes to use before the end of the year if we want to use them.
Some parents don't ever use them. My son has friends that the parents have
never used. We bought a half fare ticket to go to Providence.
Because you wanted to save the other two.
Well, not necessarily that, but we wanted to be sure we got on the plane when we went.
Yeah. I talked to Blossom.
Yeah, there's standby passes, and if you miss the plane, well, you can take the next one.
Well, when they came back Monday, she said, boy, they just sat there in horror that they weren't going to get on, because she said pretty soon there was a whole bunch of standbys too. But Jody was the second highest seniority, as he goes by. So they got on. But she said it was full. Of course, it could be that the people who come back from this race, because I think it was over Sunday too, and it could be that there were a lot of them coming back that had been to the race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked to a couple from Indianapolis or Carmel, Indiana. You know, I can't imagine what people live in a community like that would care about a boat race, but they were there.
For 10 days, she said.
Why?
Do they go out actually on the, because I guess you can't see anything from the shore.
Oh, yes.
Can you
see
the shore?
I think you could see most of it.
Oh, I
don't know. Well, we didn't spend enough time there to look into all that.
No,
because
we're
of
not
rain
interested.
And other things that interfered with it. And, you have a little problem getting on the right road once in a while, and it's getting closer to time to fly, and we didn't want to.
No, they don't have the road signs like they do.
Have you come out and go home empty? So.
You were lost more than we were on the right road, it seemed like.
Signs are very confusing. Now, we came from Newport to Jamestown yesterday over a bridge. And you come off the bridge, we were riding on
138. Yeah.
And we come off the bridge, there's no sign there about 138 at all, but an arrow pointing to Jamestown. So we think that's the way to go because that's the way you come off the bridge. And then you up there, and I said, I don't see any numbers. Well, we turn around, went back to the intersection. Well, there's two signs there, 138. One west to Newport, and the other one east to
New York and then someplace.
Providence and somewhere else. And it just didn't, it looked like that was going to take us right back over the bridge to Newport. And I just couldn't talk myself into doing that, so we turned around and went back. And I finally went to a golf club, and it was locked up there. And one fellow I seen walk out on the course, and I went out and asked him about which way the roads went. he said, you have to take that one west. And I said, this sure doesn't sound right, because we just come from the east, and we don't want to go that way.
Right away, you thought it was going to take us over the bridge
again. Well, he said, you take it.